The light of understanding dawned in Goffer's eyes.
You're right. By the claw, you're a clever one, Kledge.
Without taking his eyes from the two approaching creatures, the young weasel muttered fiercely.
Right, Goffer, I am clever. I'm smarter than Farron, Deathbrush, Migru, and any of that deadhead bunch. That's why Farrago allows me to spy for him. But what my father doesn't realize is he's getting old and I'm still young. I'll show him who's the more cunning one day soon. Stow it now. Here they are.
As Mara and Pickle breasted the hill, Klitsch feigned surprise. He turned to them, his open blue eyes shining happily.
Mara! Pickle! What are you two doing here?
Pickle let his ears flop forward comically.
What ho, you chaps! Two more recruits for your roving band!
Mara nodded agreement, her face alight with the joy of freedom.
I've done it! Left Salamandastron for good! As you can see, Pickle came with me. He's my only friend.
Klitsch grasped her paw warmly.
Well, you've got two more good pals now. Me and Goffer will stick by you like true companions. Isn't that right, Goffer?
The ferret leaned on his spear, echoing the words.
True companions.
Mara could still see Salamandastron rising tall and grim in the distance. She looked away, banishing thoughts of it from her mind. Taking in her immediate surroundings, the badger maid quivered with delight. They were in a small hollow amid the dunes, basking in the heat of a fresh summer day. Beyond the grass-tufted hilltops, she could see a distant mountain range rearing up ahead of them. It was framed majestically against a cloudless sky of vivid blue. Her heart sang within at the prospect of boundless freedom.
Oh, isn't it exciting, Klitsch? From now on, Pickle and I are going to be just like you two, travelling where we want, sleeping beneath the stars, eating when we feel like, and no one to boss or push us around. We're free!
Goffer pulled a face and grunted.
Where's your food?
Pickle spread his paws, chuckling.
Ask Mara, the galloping badger there. She was in such a belly rush that she dashed off without a jolly crumb. Had to follow her, of course, so I didn't wait to stock up with Tucker. But here we are, hale and hungry.
You never brought anything?
Klitsch looked concerned. Mara waggled her paws in a carefree manner.
No, not a single scone. Still, I suppose we'll find something.
Goffer hefted his spear meaningly.
You mean you didn't even bring a weapon between you?
No weapons, eh?
Klitsch's look of concern deepened. Pickle sat and drew doodles in the sand.
Who needs mouldy old weapons? I mean, I can't see enemies to fight with round here. What?
The blue-eyed young weasel sat down beside him.
I wouldn't take it so lightly if I were you, Pickle. Alone out in this country and unarmed, you never know what might happen. Mara, haven't you got anything you could use as a bribe? Something to buy your way with? Perhaps a piece of badger treasure?
Badger treasure? What do you mean, Klitsch?
Mara was puzzled by the odd question. The weasel shrugged, as if it were not really important.
Yeah, you know, gold or silver trinkets, medallions maybe, or jewels and such. I thought all badgers had some sort of treasure stowed away.
Mara scratched her stripes thoughtfully.
I can't recall ever seeing treasure at Salamandastron. Can you, Pickle?
Me? No, not a blooming bauble, old girl.
Klitsch smiled shrewdly.
I bet old Earthstripe has lots of it hidden away somewhere. But he wouldn't tell you about it, Mara. Oh, no. He'd be more at home ordering and shoving you about like a slave. I reckon he thinks that any treasure stowed away in the mountain is his and none of your business. Because you're too young to know about such things. But forgive me, you must be hungry. We'll share our supplies with you. Let's have an early lunch. Your first one as a free creature, Mara. And you, Pickle.
They gratefully accepted the wheat cakes, cheese and apples from the packs that had been given to the weasel and the ferret. Pickle fell upon the food with his usual good appetite.
That's what friends are for, what? Jolly good chaps, these two. What do you say, Mara Miguel?
Mara lowered her voice as she munched an apple.
You're right, Pickle. Do you know, I don't feel as much of a young one as I used to be. Perhaps it's because Klitsch treats us as equals and not underlings. Some of the things he said has made me think. All that secrecy about not allowing other creatures inside the mountain. Maybe Earthstripe does have something to hide. I bet he does have a hidden treasure. Not that I'm bothered about it. He can keep his mouldy old treasure for all I care.
They missed the knowing wink that passed from Klitsch to Goffer. The weasel tossed the haversack across to Mara.
Here, have some cheese. Help yourself, friend.